Want to turn now to the serious topic, and it's a great pleasure to welcome our Monday regular, Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, because today she launched a campaign by an organisation called EAPA, Bullying and Harassment. It's Everybody's Business. Welcome to the programme, Stephanie. Who is EAPA?
Yeah, EAPA Ireland are a group of professionals who, all of us who work in the workplace, sort of promoting well-being, looking after staff, setting up programmes that really are focused strictly on the emotional psychological well-being of staff.
And what was today's launch?
Okay, so today was, I suppose, over, you know, all of the time that we've been listening to an awful lot around bullying, the Me Too campaign, the harassment, all of these. So all of that was going on last year. And I'm involved at the committee level and took up a kind of just a position. It's all voluntary as president of that group. And it seemed to me that doing something positive about bullying rather than just responding to the problems was what we should be doing. So we have rolled this out today. It's a very small, simple programme, but we tested it out this morning with our own sort of members and providers at a launch. And I suppose I was very heartened by it, because you're never really sure, are you, that you've got something just right, but they really liked it. And I'm pushing it in front of you here so you can have an idea of it. So it's, these posters kind of represent the idea, and it is to triple test your thinking about bullying. So we're trying to encourage people to do that in the workplace, to triple test what people say. In other words, do they backbite? Do they reputationally damage people in the workplace, people who don't deserve it? And we're asking people to think about what they say, okay? Mm-hmm. And finally, to triple test what they do. Okay, are you a witness? Do you stand by and stay silent? Are you a perpetrator, or are you the one who experiences it? And the figures that we know from very recent surveys are that witnesses are very, very high in this. 47% of people reported in the latest survey that came out in February about ill treatments in the workplace. They said that 47% of people said they had witnessed it, which I thought was really interesting.
Define bullying and harassment.
Okay. Well, bullying, as in the terms that in the definition.
In the workplace.
Yes, in the workplace, of course. And the definitions that we use are when it is repeated behaviours that are targeted at one person and that diminishes them in terms of their competence, their dignity in the workplace. So it's repeated and targeted, and that's quite important.
Okay, because we are talking about a competitive environment.
Yes.
We are talking about strains and pressures in the workplace.
Absolutely.
So in other words, your boss says, okay, we've got to get 4,000 widgets out, you know, this week.
Yeah.
And he comes to, you know, Thursday evening and there's only 2,000 widgets out.
Mm-hmm.
And every other week they got 2,000 out or whatever, 4,000 out. And they just say, look, we've looked at the figures and you know what?
Yeah.
You're not pulling your weight here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and
is that bullying?
Not at all. I mean, and I suppose that's it's a good point, because, you know, people often think, oh, you know, is it just tough management? No, it's not really, because, I mean, good managers manage, you know that. But the thing about bullying is that it is intended to bring a person down. It's kind of different. You're asking people to crank up the work, get the raise their performance, get the productivity out. Everybody understands that. And especially actually the people that I work with, you know, in the workplace, because we're used to it. We're kind of used to talking to managers and saying we're trying to get messages across to them, you know, at various points. So we kind of navigate that space between being an advocate for staff and getting the good messages into the managers' minds, because managers have to deal with profits. You know, it is not a totally benevolent sort of situation. It's profit driven. People have to make money. But nevertheless, it's very well shown that if you want to get the best out of people, the way to get the best out of people is make sure they're happy in their work, they feel good in their work, they feel dignified, they are valued for what they do. So we know this. So it's not, if people are being bullied and being treated badly, you may not have the direct, you know, you may not be able to make that link directly, but it's very well shown in the stats that people leave those organisations. Those organisations have high turnover, etc.
Okay, but no,
that affects your productivity.
Well, I mean, like I'm looking at situation like, just say, and something that I don't have direct experience, but I would have seen on telly.
Yep.
Reality shows about Ramsay in the kitchen. Right?
Yes.
And someone actually doesn't get it right.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a high pressure situation. There's people waiting at the pass or whatever, they at the hot plate or whatever.
Yeah.
And someone, you know, is either incompetent or not able. Like,
where and there's
do
a roar and shout.
Yeah, where do you draw the line
you
between
see,
what's
think,
bullying
yeah,
and what is...
Yeah, you do draw the line because what you're pointing to there is a situation where, let's say, somebody loses their head or they're frustrated or they shout back at staff or something. But if Ramsay was, on the other hand, if he was in a group of six people there in the kitchen and he only ever shouted at one, he only ever, you know, brought that person sort of maybe unfairly to task about something, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a targeted situation. It's not the blanket complaint. You know, it's not the blanket criticism to staff giving out because we need to step it up, we have to get things done. And some environments are a bit more inclined to it than others.
But like this, you know, I work in an environment whereby, you know, I would have people screaming in my ear on radio and TV, do this on time or, you know, don't mangle your words or get the facts right and that kind of thing. And I regard it as that's my job, you know. I expect people... You know, if they're taking it seriously and they're concerned about it and they're getting antsy with me, I say fair that they're doing their job too. In other words, that there are certain circumstances where it's not exactly croquet.
Yes, but what you're pointing to are once-offs. It's very reasonable for anybody to correct anybody on a once-off situation like that. But we're talking about situations where there is an environment being building in the workplace where people feel they are very unfairly treated and feel that they are, and we're not talking about just about management. People are very happy to work hard. You know, it's not about not working hard.
No, I'm talking about high-stress situations.
Yeah, there's lots of high-stress, but a lot of environments where these things come up aren't all high-stress. High-stress, like get the food out to the you know, in the restaurant, get it out. I mean, I used to work in a fairly high-pressurised situation, but shouting at people, you know, and making people feel embarrassed, micromanaging people so that they damaging their reputation in the eyes of other people, that is not a way to manage. And that is not the kind of stuff people should have
in
the workplace.
What should people do about it? They feel they're being bullied. Who should they go to?
Well, the people and the processes in each organisation are that they go to their HR department and that they
what
establish
if the person they go to is the bully.
Well, that's a huge issue. That is a huge issue. And that is one of the, and a lot of the situations which I have been involved in have involved HR departments that people feel they have nowhere to go. And one of the things out of that ill treatment survey, which was really strongly said by the one of the leader researchers, she said she was utterly shocked at how people felt there was absolutely nowhere to go. And it's really in response to that that we are doing this particular this campaign.
How can they access your help?
Okay, they can. Well, let me just say the campaign. All right. The campaign is so that every HR company, every small company, every big company can get these posters and put them in their workplace and help people to simply think again about bullying, both managers and staff. And
so your emphasis is to change attitudes.
It's to change awareness
and
attitudes.
As opposed to providing a resource.
Yes, in a very small way. And the posters are available from eapaireland.ie. I'll put it up on Twitter after this.
All right. Well, can I say that if you have a query for Stephanie with her other hat on, you can email thehardshoulder@newstalk.com. That's with your relationship queries. But this is probably something, 5:30 on Mondays, that we will return to.
Thank you, Ivan.
In relation to cases, because we've had a number of texts, which I'd like to go to people who can actually recall some years ago cases of bullying and employers' perspective on it.